Well, Ben Fisher, here we are. Time for the Silver City Report. How are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment indeed, especially when you kick off the legislative session. Tell me, how are things looking for Grand County?
Everyone's got their eyes north to Santa Fe over here. We've got a couple of bills that everyone's paying a lot of attention to. The bill to enter the extended nurse licensure compact could have a big impact here in Grant County because as of right now, 15 nurses at Gila Regional Medical Center would not be able to work here if they don't join the compact. That bill is being sponsored by our local legislator, Senator Holly Morales, so everyone's keeping an eye on that.
Any indication as to how the bill will be received in Santa Fe?
Early indications, it seems, at least what people are saying is everyone's on board, both in the governor's office and in both houses. This would have a big impact on lots of communities in the county, especially those on the edges of the state where, they've got people commuting in from El Paso or from Tucson. So it seems pretty uncontroversial, but it could be a big deal if it doesn't pass here.
Okay. Let's move on to the county commission. Very busy county commission this time around. They've written two letters to Santa Fe. Let's talk about the first letter regarding the Forest Service.
Absolutely. So the Grant County Commission is, a couple of its members are still smarting from the last time they worked with Gila National Forest during a planning session. The travel management plan from a couple of years ago, which is now being implemented, ruffled a lot of feathers on the county commission. They thought that they were being ignored. Their concerns weren't even being considered by the Forest Service. And now the Gila National Forest is in the middle of its forest plan revision, which is an even broader scope. So they wanted to, tell the Forest Service that they need to be very judicious in making any large-scale changes deciding the fate of the forest that takes up so much land in our county and is so important to the culture here.
Let's move on to another issue, another letter that was sent regarding Santa Clara.
Absolutely. So the village of Santa Clara has been struggling over the last 2 years to kind of wrest control or even ownership of historic Fort Bayard from the state government. Under state control, it's been allowed to just fall to pieces, literally.
Literally, because, it's in a lot of ways, it's very sad to see what's become of that area.
Oh, absolutely. When you go out there, pillars on the front of the officers' quarters have, fallen down, knocked through the walls. All of the windows are broken. The roofs are almost non-existent. And it has played such a large role in the history and the culture of Grant County. So the village is trying to continue that and to protect it, keep it from falling apart anymore, and maybe turn it into an economic driver. They have reached out several times, both to Santa Fe and to surrounding local governments, for their support in this. They had a bill sponsored by Senator Howie Morales in the 2017 session that didn't make it through the process. But what they did hear from legislators there was that they would like to see a partnership either between the village and a large investor or a village and, other local governments. So they reached out to the county again, and the county is a little hesitant to tie themselves to this, just from a liability standpoint. But they have sent a letter. They approved it at their Thursday meeting to send a letter to Santa Fe indicating that they want to begin discussions, which distances themselves a little bit from a promise, but might give enough pressure in Santa Fe to get that bill along.
Any idea as to how it will be received?
You know, we'll see with a 30-day session. You know, a lot of these smaller bills are going to be, everything comes after the budget. So it depends on how legislators are able to, you know, work their way around the budgetary problems. And then we'll see. There was a lot of support during the committee meetings when it went through last year. So the village, at least, is optimistic.
Okay, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right.